welcome to this week's podcast showcasing the work that the Western Schools Federation have been working on in our curriculum. My name is Miss Cornell.
And I am Miss Duffy, and we are the history leaders.
Hello, my name is Miss Newman, and I'm Deputy Head of Western Park Primary School.
At Western Park in Western Shore Infants, we offer a history curriculum that follows an inquiry approach to allow children to become historians and develop their inquiring minds to explore the past.
We make our history curriculum hands-on and practical through the use of artefacts, photographs, newspaper articles and a range of other sources to help the children gain a sense of their own identity. We really hope you enjoy this instalment of the curriculum podcast.
My name is Finn.
My name is Macy.
Can you tell me what a timeline is?
So a timeline is like... So the start is like old stuff and then it goes all the way up to new stuff.
Fantastic. And what did you put on your timeline?
I put on my timeline is old skateboards and old yo-yo and an old doll and new train set and new skateboard skates.
Fantastic. So you were looking at toys, weren't you?
Yep.
So, can you tell me a little bit about the artefacts that you used?
You mean like the toys?
Yes.
Okay, so the toys I saw were like some roller skates, a skipping rope, a toy boat, and a yo-yo, marbles, and a mouse game, and a doll.
Fantastic. And are these toys, is this a new toy or an old toy?
An old toy.
How do you know that?
Because it's made out of wood and it's really dark.
Oh, you said it's made out of wood. Why does that tell you it's an old toy?
Because in the olden days, people couldn't make plastic.
Fantastic, Finn. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Isla.
Hello, my name is Hugo.
Hello, my name is Livia.
And we're from Year 3.
Can you talk to me about what you've been learning about in history?
In history, we have been learning about ancient Egyptians and we have also been learning about papyrus paper. When it was Egyptian day, we did papyrus paper and papyrus paper shaped our lives because they invented paper and they also used papyrus paper to talk to each other, and that was called, and that is called hieroglyphics.
In 4500 BC, Egyptian used sails for the first time.
BC means before Christ. It means when it happened before Christ, before Jesus was born. And we mummified tomatoes, and it was fun because we got to learn the progress of mummification and how it worked.
So, Lily, can you talk to me a little bit about what you've been learning about in Year 6 in your history lessons?
Hello, I'm Lily and I'm Deputy Head Girl. Does the punishment fit the crime? Looking at different eras in history, I found out that sometimes the punishment fits the crime and sometimes they are too harsh. In Roman times, punishments were more public and unfair. One example of this was being tied up in a sack full of venomous snakes and thrown into a river for selling underweight bread. In Tudor times, punishment was also unfair. The poor often suffered more and punishment was more severe. An example of punishment is the brank, which was a kind of birdcage with a spike used for women who talk too much. This cage was placed on the woman's head. In Victorian times, public punishment was replaced with prison. The Victorians believed hard labour would deter people. One example is the shop drill, which was where the inmate would move heavy cannonballs around. In the modern times, prisons educate and reform prisoners in order for them to live a normal, non-criminal life again. Overall, I think that in modern times, punishment is a lot fairer.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast.